This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Addiction Prevention and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Asher Gottesman, the CEO and founder at Transcend Recovery Community, a community that lives by the philosophy of helping people help themselves. Unlike most sober living companies, Transcend is a full-fledged community comprised of 9 homes throughout the Los Angeles, New York, and Houston areas. Mr. Gottesman, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for joining us. So for starters, how did Transcend Recovery get started?
It's a wonderful question. Transcend Recovery started a little over 8 years ago, actually closer to 9 years ago, as a single home in what I call the hood. Our neighbors were gunshots and roosters. And what it came out of, I got sober a little over 9 years ago, and I started studying with a gentleman named Rabbi Mark Borowitz, who runs a treatment program called Beit Teshuva. It's a nonprofit rehab that is Jewish by religion, but non-denominational as far as whom they accept. And what I noticed at Beit Teshuva was, though, even though therapeutically and clinically they had their challenges being a nonprofit organization, people were changing their lives. And it's because it offered a sense of community. And shortly thereafter, I said to the rabbi, what am I going to do with my life? I don't want to go back into deal making. I didn't trust myself in going back into the world of money making, deal making, binging, so to say. And he said to me, well, you're going to go open a sober living. And I said, Rabbi, who's going to send me clients? I've got 9 months sober, no experience. And the rabbi said to me, I will. Now go F and do it is the exact words he used. And we started. And what I noticed right off the bat, it was just me and a manager. And we realized that in the higher end of the treatment community, people were only getting 28 days of treatment, sometimes 60, maximum of 90 days of treatment. And they weren't getting the sense of community. And that's really what we've evolved into over the last 8.5, 9 years. And we've tried to provide an environment, a true community environment, where we can help people help themselves.
And that's quite a background story on the start of Transcend Recovery. Thanks for sharing. Now, what differentiates Transcend from other recovery centers?
So I think you answered the aspect of community is really what separates Transcend from its peers. And I don't like to compare ourselves to others. I like to say why we're great. I don't ever want to hear a Toyota commercial telling me why they're better than a Honda. I want to know why Toyota's a great car, or, you know, Lexus better than a Rolls Royce for that matter. And really what separates Transcend is that over 40% of our staff have gone through our programs. We are an environment that really fosters finding a passion for life and helping people understand that drugs and alcohol are just a short-term solution to a longer-term problem, and that everybody can be in recovery, right? There's this stigma out there that addiction is bad, and I always say there are two types of people in the world, that those in recovery and those that can't be, that all of us have stuff. And some of our stuff is less manageable than other stuff. And if we can take away the judgment aspect, and that's really what community does, because I may be able as a member of a community to see in you something special that can't be seen by a staff member or a superior or an authority type figure. And that's why we want the community to really regulate itself, to support itself. And we look at the people of authority as just in a different role and different responsibilities, but not better than anybody. And I think that's the major thing that differentiates ourselves. Aside from having a highly structured program, we have awake overnight staff. We really treat people as individuals. We don't look at them as addicts.
Now, I'd be curious, how do you take the stigma off of addiction and recovery with your patients?
So the major way we start by saying that is, and, you know, being in Southern California as our major hub is pretty easy, because I joke that literally everybody here is either in recovery from drugs and alcohol or needs to be. So, but in the rest of the country, drug addiction and alcoholism has been seen as a moral flaw. And we work tirelessly with our population and the outside population in educating that it's a solution. It's not the problem. And if it was the problem, then I would just detox somebody off the medication, which takes somewhere between 5 and 14 days, and you'd be set. It's really the psychological effects and the pain and suffering that somebody has felt from childhood. And we also try to explain to people that we all have coping mechanisms, some healthier and some less healthy. And if we could look at them as a coping mechanism as opposed to a moral flaw, we can begin to understand the process of addiction. That every human being in this world has something that they have an unhealthy relationship with. And if they don't, I want to meet them. And, you know, and therefore, if you look at it as an unhealthy relationship with something that's just not working for you, and then once you rid yourself of that, you actually got to start feeling the feelings. And once we deal with the feelings, we actually get people to be of service. Because when somebody is of service, when somebody is helping somebody else out, firstly, scientifically, it helps their brain repair. The same endorphins that go off from drug abuse go off when you're helping somebody less fortunate than you. And then you actually begin to feel that you're a worthwhile human being. I always tell people ego works in two distinct planes. It either says you're better than and you can get away with it, or you're worse than and you might as well not try. Well, the moral flaw theory of addiction helps perpetuate that I am worse than and I might as well not try. We tell people, no, no, no. We believe in true humility. And true humility is I am no greater than nor no less than anybody else. I'm right-sized. I'm responsible. And therefore, even though I was a victim of something potentially, because majority of people suffering from addiction have some sort of ailment or trauma or pain that they're covering. And I say to them that you may have the right to be a victim. Unfortunately, it's not going to help. And we need to work together with you to feel lovable, to realize that you are a right-sized human being and that you can move forward in life. And if we stop in this world looking at people by labeling them, which is so often the case in any area, and once somebody's labeled a drug addict, it's easy to perpetuate the crime. It's easy to perpetuate the moral flaw. It's the same thing by labeling somebody a criminal. He may have perpetuated a crime. Somebody may lie. Doesn't mean they're a liar. And the second we label somebody, then we increase the stigma. And we do it to our children, unfortunately, sometimes, and we do it to those on the opposite side of the political spectrum from us. And what all it does is forbids a conversation. And when we realize that by having conversations and treating each other in a loving manner, that we see each other for the right-sized human being that we are, it doesn't alleviate responsibility. It actually creates responsibility and slowly but surely removes the stigma.
Most helpful information right there. Today we are joined by Mr. Asher Gottesman, CEO and founder at Transcend Recovery Community, a recovery community that lives by the philosophy of helping people help themselves, here on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Gottesman, where do you see Transcend going into the next few years, looking ahead into the future?
That's a wonderful question. Our goal is to be able to provide recovery communities in every part of the country. Now, that's our goal. The impediment for us getting there is finding people are truly passionate, that when they wake up in the morning, they know that this is what they were born to do. So over the next few years, we want to make sure that we continue to provide the highest level of ethical care, of loving care, of supportive care, and continue to provide that in various markets that can utilize our services. And we'd love to have markets that are high-end markets, and we'd like to serve the underserved population. We've added a foundation through a gentleman named Ryan Leaf, who is our program ambassador. And, you know, we want to help people who cannot be helped or don't have the financial means to help themselves or insurance. So we're looking over the next several years to be a full-on community that continues to grow.
And you mentioned Ryan Leaf earlier. What is your relationship with Ryan Leaf?
So Ryan has been with Transcend Recovery Community for a little over a year and a half. He started with us as a driver, as a $15 an hour employee, and he has grown to be a program ambassador. He's helping us with the stigma of addiction. He is speaking to people from all walks of life and utilizing his story of recovery to say to anybody that they can have a story of recovery. That no matter what the recovery is, whether it's from divorce, financial ruin, drug addiction, jail, you could be at the top of your game and go all the way to the bottom. But you can recover no matter where you go. As long as you still have breath to breathe, you can choose to change your course of life. And Ryan Leaf, who was a former football star who went all the way down, has the unique ability because of his story to share that with the world. And that is exactly what he continues to do through his efforts. In addition to that, he is the chairman of the Focus and Density Foundation, which is our nonprofit arm that is a completely separate organization, that the funds that are raised for that organization do not flow to Transcend, are not for Transcend purposes. They're for people who need help in recovery and to help them get the recovery that they need wherever that may be. And it's agnostic to whichever program is best for them.
Well, Mr. Gottesman, we really appreciate your joining us here today. We also appreciate all you're doing within the space, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us. Where can listeners get more information in all regards on Transcend Recovery Community?
Please look at our website, transcendrecoverycommunity.com. Please feel free to call our 1-800 number, 1-800-648-3906. Once again, that's 1-800-648-3906. Please call no matter what, regardless if you want to go to Transcend or you need help. Our mission in life is to help people help themselves in whichever way possible, and we will guide you in the right direction if we cannot serve you ourselves.
Again, Mr. Gottesman, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio and certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Eric, thank you so much, and continue doing the great work you're doing.
And we certainly appreciate those kind words. We have been speaking with, once again, Mr. Asher Gottesman, the CEO and founder at Transcend Recovery Community, a recovery community that lives by the philosophy of helping people help themselves, that is comprised of 9 homes throughout the Los Angeles, New York, and Houston areas. And for more information and for contact, simply visit TranscendRecoveryCommunity.com. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Addiction Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.